Okay, Bez Hashem will start the malacha of Lush or Lisha kneading on Shabbos, which is certainly one of the more complicated malachas to deal with. Partially due because there's machlokes in Tanoim, and then there's machlokes Amayroim in those Tanaim, and then there's Machlekes Rishonim in those Amayroim who are in those Tanaim. So that's just the start of it. And then there's different types of Lisha. We know there's Lisha Belila Ova, Belila Raka, a thick type of mixture, a thinner type of mixture, and then there's a whole set of Shinuyim that you could do with three or four different Shinuyim, which the Gemara already speaks about. So how does that relate to our terms? And then on the practical level of what's considered Lisha, how fine do the things, the pieces have to be, and how thick does the mixture have to be. So it is somewhat complicated. We'll just try to go through some of the Yesodos and how it boils down to Halacha L'maaseh. The Gemaras that here we copied, the Sugyas on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Shabbos, and then the bulk of it in the end of Shabbos, Amish, the last line of Shabbos, Kufnun Ham Beis and Kufnun Vav Amud Aleph. So that sugya, if you wanted to see these two sugyas on your own, if you haven't seen it, it'll be very kedai. We'll start with the first sugya today. So the Mishnah says on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Beis Shami Yomrim Ein Sheirin De Yoves Amamonim or Samonim Vikarshinim. You can't soak on Erev Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai, any types of dyes, vikashinim, and some animal food, leeks, elikadesh yeshuman b'idayim. It has to be that it was enough soaked b'idayim before Shabbos. The Machlekes in Gemara, why Beis Shammai forbids to have malacha done on Shabbos. Okay. Basil matir. Basil is mat everything as long as you start it beforehand. As long as you start the process before Shabbos, it's mutter. So in this case, soaking the dyes, soaking the leeks, according to Beishal and Beyasser, according to Basil, will be mutter if you do it before Shabbos. As Rashi will tell us, so let's go to the Gemara. That's that's what the Mishnah says. Says the Gemara, "Man Tana Nesinas Mayim L'Diyoy Zuhi Shriyosim." Who is the Tana that holds that when you already put water into the Diyoy, into this? Substance that will then be made into liquid ink, Zui Shriyasin. Already just the mere putting of the water in it, that's considered its soaking, and that's what's going to be Yasser. Now how do you know that's going to be Yasser? So Rashi, if you look at the first Rashi here quoted, which is the Rashi in this Gemara, he's Medayik from the Mishnah. The man tana sin is the mayim l'diyay va'afa pishalei givel ha'diyay. You just place the water. You poured water into this diyay, and you didn't mix it. Afa pishalei givel ha'diyay. You didn't yet mix the two together. The we'll call it the powder and the water. You didn't mix together. But still, zuhi shriyasin. This is its soaking. In other words, and this is what's going to be usher. V'havalisha didei ba'achi. And that would be considered lisha. That's considered the act of kneading. And one is liable on Shabbos because of the malach of lush. The hamasis and like a gibel, because in the Mishnah's case, all the person did was he poured water into this pot, which had the diyoy inside, which has this powder inside, let's say, and let it soak. And yet, the ifligu b'mebayyim, machlekes b'sham b'sila, are you allowed to do it on Friday? Mechlal the b'shabes chayv chatesu. Obviously, if the whole machlekes is only on Friday, b'sila is matir, but on Shabbos, everyone would agree to pour the water into this powder and just let it soak there would be chayv achatas. Everyone would agree with that. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Who is that Tana that says just merely the pouring of the water inside is already considered the soaking it? Okay? Amr Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says Rabbi. This is the Shita of Rabbi. Okay, now before we go, we should point out one problem in this Gemara, which we'll see the Chiddush Yaran points out, is that the Mishnah is talking about soaking. It means the process over there is that you put liquid into the solid on the powder and you let it soak. And here the Gemara's question is, who says that putting the water, forget about soaking, just nesinas mayim into something, into this the Dava Yavesh, is already considered lisha. Right? We'll have to see that. So I'm Rabbi Yais, Rabbi Yais says Rabbi. This is Shitas Rabbi. The sign you learned in a brisa, and this is a brisa that's we'll see again on Kufnun Hay Amud Beis. One person pours into the bowl flour, and the second person pours in the water. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that is a chiyuv chatas, that already constitutes the malacha of lisha, of kneading on Shabbos. You didn't mix anything. Anybody knows if you want to make dough, what do you have to do? You have to mix flour and water, and you have to knead it. Yet Rebbe holds pouring the water in already is the malacha of lisha. There will be a Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. Here we have Rabbi Yisrael. It's really Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says, Einai chayiv ad sheyigavel. You're not chayiv until you mix it. Question number one is so we have the machleik is clear. According to Rebbe, you're chayiv from Aleches Lish already just by pouring in the water, just putting the two things together. And according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, you're not chayiv until you also have a gibel, which is mixing it together. Okay? We could ask in Rebbe the following question, which really the Bir Halacha clears this kasha. He says, what happens according to Rebbe if you poured the water in Erev Shabbos and then on Shabbos you just mixed it together? Are you chayiv for the Malacha of Lisha? Or since Lisha was done already, so you're not chayiv anymore, because according to Rabbi, just pouring the water in is already lisha. So if I pour the water on Erev Shabbos and it's been soaking over there, and now on Shabbos I just mixed it together, am I chayiv mishum lisha? Machlokes achrayim.
That's the point of debate between the Eglei Tal and the Bishabur, right?
Okay. So that's one question, which the Bir Halacha brings up, and the Bir Halacha says, of course, you will be chayiv. And the Gleital seems to be Mesupah. Okay. Second question, which also the Gleital speaks about, is according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, do you have to do both parts of the process? Do you have to pour in the water and mix it? Or according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, let's say the water was poured in Erev Shabbos, and now you go and mix it, are you Chayav Achatas? Or maybe not, because you didn't do the whole process. And here he's medayik like this. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Einei chayiv ad sheyigavel. So you're not chayiv until you do that. Seemingly that if you do that, then you are chayiv. So which means it seems to be the extremes. According to Rabbi, you're chayiv just by putting in the water. And even if the water was put in, then it's a question whether you'll be chayiv any further than that. And according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the whole malacha is on the mixing it, which means even if you didn't put in the water, if the water was put in ready from before Shabbos, just the mere mixing it is also going to be chiyuv chatas. That's the malacha of lash. Okay, and we'll try to explain what this machlokes is between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda.
I didn't say the last, but the last one was that according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the nesin is not part of the malacha.
You don't need that in order to be chiyuv chatas. That's what we're saying. It doesn't say Einechayv Ella Im Gam Yigadol. You don't need both steps of the process. Even just that means according to him, the ikar is the gibel. The ikar is the mixing it, and according to Rabbi, the ikar is the putting it in the water.
Egli Tal, which I didn't get a chance to see. Doesn't say you need both.
According to who?
Egli Tal.
According to Rabbi Yehuda?
Yeah.
This is a question. Maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need both, and his diak is from here. And you have Achi Gabel that's enough. Fine. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yosef over here in the Gemara, According to Rabbi Yosef here in the Gemara, this Mishnah that says by putting in the water and letting it soak on Shabbos would be a chiyuv chatas, again only from the diak of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that you can do it on Erev Shabbos going to Beis Hillel, but on Shabbos it would be a chiyuv chatas. So that would be according to Rebbe, because according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you wouldn't be chayv yet until you actually mix the two together. Fine. Then Abaya goes and argues. Abaya seems to say that Emele Abaya v'dilma ad kan l'kam Rabbi Yosi. Maybe Rabbi Yosi Yehuda only said it bekemach, only bekemach debar gibelhu. Kemach is something that you need kneading for. It necessitates kneading to get the desired result. Alvel diyoy delabar gibelhu. But maybe diyoy was really is not a bar gibel, which according to some Rishayim, meaning it doesn't need the gibel, it doesn't need to be mixed together in order to get the desired result. Maybe even Rabbi Yosi Yehuda would agree to that. Maybe Rabbi Yosi Yehuda would agree that you chay just by putting in the water or not. Fine. And that's the Gemara asked the question, but that's what Abai's opinion is. So we have Machlokes Rabbi Yosef and Abai. Rabbi Yosef holds that according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, you're never chayiv felisha until you actually do the putting into the water. But the main thing is that you do the mixing. Pouring in the water itself, according to Rabbi Yosef and Yehuda, seems that you'll never be chayiv. And according to Rabbi, when are you chayiv? You're chayiv when you put in the water. We said it was a question, maybe after you put in the water, according to Rebbe, if you then go and knead it, you go and mix it, are you chayiv? And that seems to be a machlokes achrayim, whether according to Rebbe you chayiv for the mixing.
It's really a machlokes rishonim.
But at which point?
On that last point, because Sefer Truma seems to hold that you have to have a shinui in the leisha, right? That's where the mission. That's where the Shulchan Aruch gets it from, right? The Ramah, that you need a shinui in the leisha. It's not just enough to a shinui in the mesina, right? We talk about shinui.
Okay.
So he says because it's impossible that according to Rebbe, that it's possible according to Rebbe. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Let's before we go to the sugya in Kufnun Hay, let's go to the second page. I'm just trying to do this with the least confusion, to try to understand the two shittas, that we should have it in our consciousness, the two different shittas here. So on the second page we have the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chav Dalet. Really, the Shulchan Aruch, he brings the Lisha, the Hilchas Lisha in Shin Chav Aleph, in Sif Yudalad, Tezvav, Tezayin, and here in Shin Chav Dalet he brings in Sif Gimel. And he says, Ein Goyvlin Morsim Lebehema Er Latane Goylim, you can't mix together the bran, which they mix together with the water to make a mass for the animals. But you can put in water. Fine, that we'll see already in the Gemara. That's one of the shinuyim, that you just put in a tarvet, a spoon, or a stick, a makel, a stick, and you mix it with a crisscross manner. Okay, so let's look at the Bir Halacha. It gives us a little bit of a summary of the Halacha L'maisi. Hine binyan esinis mayin lemurson, concerning pouring water into the bran. Pligi b'zeh Rebbe Rabbi Yehuda, is just pouring the water in. Rebbe machmir, even just pouring the water in. So we'll call, now we know Rebbe is the machmir. L'didei, yesh chiyav chatas b'zeh, pouring the water in itself is a chiyav chatas, d'svil in esinis mayin zehu gibuloi. Pouring the water in is already the act of lisha. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Mekel lechatchila, he's Mekel. And how do we paskin? Well, v'yesh tam mishnah beperek baskin the Shabbos Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. So it seems like we follow Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda because of the mishnah in the end of Shabbos. But yet, of a berakamo, we have a stam mishnah. The first berak, kirebi. So we don't know which way to go. V'das harif v'harambam v'harosh livsei kistama basra. You go with this later mishnah in Shabbos lahokil after ba'al makamal on halacha kirebi mechaveiroi. Usually Rebbe against only one other opinion. The halacha is like Rebbe. Hacha, since here stama basra odiv. Since there's a stam mishnah like Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda that you can be mekel, that you're not chay v'chatas until you pour in the water. So therefore they will mekel. So the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh will makel, and obviously that's going to be the Shita Samachaber, and that is indeed the Shita Samachaber, that you're not Chayev Echatos, Felicia, until you actually have the water port to put in, and the Gibel also, and the mixing also. However, the Yesh Pesh Mishah Sevrim, there are others, a nice list of them, Hainu Haraim, Ubalatrumis, Smag, Usmak, they all hold the kiva and the chok and astama is ahadodi. Since you have two stam mishnas which contradict each other, hadrina leklala. Since so those are sort of a wash, one stam against another stam, you drop those, and therefore you go to the old klal, the general rule, halacha kirebi mechaveiroi. So therefore, you would have to be machmir even just the pouring of the water itself. Would already be considered Lisha. Okay? Now, the why that is so significant to know if you're allowed to pour in the water or not is because certain things, most things that we'll do Lisha on will only be mutter if you do some sort of shinui. Like christening, let's say mixing a baby cereal together. It will only be mutter with crisscross motion. You take the spoon and you go shesi ve'eriv, and that's how you mix it together. But that's only after you have the two items together. You have the liquid and the salad mixed together. But how'd you get the liquid in the first place in there? So according to Rebbe, that you can't put the liquid in the first place. So according to Rebbe, you're very limited in terms of what shinoi you could do. Okay, so that's why this is very significant, how we pass them. You pass them, Rebbe Yehuda, the only chayim until you mix it, or even at the first stage, just pouring in the water.
But according to how you were learning Rebbe Yehuda, you're saying that it's Nesina and Gibel. So you would, the Nakamara that talks about a Shinui in the Nesina applies to Rebbe Yehuda also. I mean, the Gemara never mentions a Shinui in the Lisha. It's the Rid brings that up, that I understand. That's why I think that he's a machlokas rishon.
Shina in the Lisha? Yeah.
She has no, but I'm saying, but the Gemara seems to say that the Shinui in the Seder and the Sino, that's enough of the Shinui in the Belila Rock.
That's only for the first. That's for the first stage. That's for the first stage of right, mixing. For the first stage, I mean, you're putting it in. Just putting it in. I mean, you may need a Shinui even for that. But that's
no. So that's true. That's the thing. It's true for both of them.
Yes, but you're limited over there. You're limited over there. That's because if there's one way to do it, then you can change the order. Yeah. Okay. V'dasa mechaber continue below. V'dasa mechaber be'etzem hadin lahokel medesinas ma'ayim. He's makel that there will be no chiyav, and you're allowed to put in the water into this mixture. V'tova sadeh achrei nirak b'shem yesh oimrim. And he says there is another opinion, which is Shitas Rebbe. Shum Darif Arash or Rambam Kaima Bezeh B'Chodesh Shitasa, since they all go with one in one opinion. Uvem is Kenu Gamkin Das Harach Harazor Ramban Mumacham Estaran the Rekeach the Zeruah Ben Yerucham Amiri Kulam Pasuk Rabbi Yosi Berabbi Yehuda. Okay. Fine. So, most Rishonim, as we see, passing the Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, that there's no chiyuv by merely pouring in the water, and it's only by mixing it as well. Okay? That's what seems to be the consensus here. So let's say, and according to Rabbi Yechayiv, once you put in the liquid already, Yechayiv. What is the malacha of Lisha? So we once mentioned in Hilchas Teichin, once mentioned a Tila the David that is in the Hashmatas, the Simeration and Beis, that he describes the Malacha of Teichin and the Malacha of Lisha. And he says they are exact opposites. Where Teichin is, you take Guf Echod, or Gush Echod, you take one item, one solid item, and you smash it into many different pieces, Gufam Harbei. Lisha is the exact opposite. Lisha is the exact opposite. You take many different items and you clump it together and you put it together into one mass, into one solid piece. Now the malacha deiraisa of lishu, which is going to be only a belila ova, only a, something which comes out into a thick mixture, which is for practical purposes, for in our terms, it's only if someone makes dough on Shabbos. Okay, anything of a less consistency than dough really wouldn't be a belila ova. Those will be already a second category, which is a belila raka, which is only asa midrabbanan. But belila ova, which is the malacha deiraisa of lisha, is dough. You take kemach, you take mayim, you mix them together, you get something new. Just like when you had a carrot, when we talked about teichen, and you chop it up, and you now have something new because you have little bits of carrots. It doesn't resemble the original product. And the truth is, that's only maybe a tolda. But the av malacha of teichen is when you took a kernel of wheat and you made it into flour. That flour does not resemble at all the original item that you had. And the so too with lisha. Lisha, you took flour and you mix it with water, you now get something new, that the item you have that's new resembles in no way the original item. No, that's according to everybody. That's lisha.
No, so Rebbe,
I'm not taking sides now. I'm just saying this is what lisha is.
Okay, but Rebbe, right, if you hold like the egg, we hold it, it's the heart. It doesn't have to be that the process of forming an isa is start. That's the whole machlokas, the Be'er Halacha. I think it's what we're showing also. The Be'er Halacha and the egg, that's the nekudas machlokas. Do you need only the harkava of the mayim and the kemah without necessarily needing the start of the process of the coming together into one unit? Or is Rebbe saying something like machlo ben drusoy, like the beginning of the process, but really I agree that it has to be coming together. That's bamish to nekudas machlokas. So according to Eglei Tal, according to Rebbe, I don't think that that's the definition of lisha.
But Mechilas Kveid Hegle Tal aside, let's see how the Rishonim learned this.
The
Rishonim hold
like
Hegle Tal. Rishonim hold like Hegle Tal. Okay, so then Mechilas Kveid, Dr. Weiss, let's see how the Rishonim learned this. Yeah, we'll see if that's so. See if that's so. Was this boring so far?
No.
Oh,
no.
You can't take a joke from me either. I say, okay. So what is the malacha of lisha? The malacha of lisha is taking something that was gufim harbe, in this case it was the flour, and mixing it together to get one item, which again in the quintessential case of lisha doesn't even resemble. And there's a machlokes, the shaila, say la halacha. It seems that we're passing this way. The shvisa sashabas, the chazanish, and others. There is a shaila: can you do lisha with only one item? For example, let's say you have sponge cake that is in many many different pieces, and you gather it together and you mush it up into a ball, or you mush it up into the shape of a piece of sponge cake, are you chayiv the malacha of lisha? Essentially, that's what you've done. You're taking gufim harbe, taking many pieces, and you made it into one mass that really doesn't even resemble the original product that you had.
Oh, a sponge cake, you could have lisha with a salad like that?
Ma'amer. Are we getting it? Yeah.
You have like a salad. Lisha, though, I mean, that would be like a sponge cake.
But that's the question. If that's the malacha of lisha, this is the shvisa Shabbos. But his question is as far as breadcrumbs. You take crumbs of bread or pieces of bread and you put them together into a mass, and now you have one solid mass. It doesn't pour out. It's a solid piece of dough. Solid piece of the thing. Why aren't you chai mishum lisha?
But the difference is that with respect to that, you had a challah. You had pirurim because you cut it or ate it, and then you sort of put it back. It did resemble it.
Oh, so you want to go with the other shaila of ein lisha achalisha?
Okay, fine.
No, you're saying it was already needed once, and now just, right? It was already one solid. It broke apart, so I'm putting it back together. That's a different shaila of ein lisha achalisha. But even if you hold yesh lisha achalisha, which seems to be that's the way we follow. By lisha, there is a problem of needing something that's already needed. But here the question is like this. In other words, do you need a second component? when you have the dry item, do you also need a liquid to be chayiv the malach of lisha, or to be considered malach of lisha at all?
According to Rebbe, again, how can it be otherwise? How can it be chayiv for nesina samayim if it's the nesina samayim is what you're chayiv for? There has to be at least, according to him, a proviso of some nozzle to go into, some substance to go into. That's the chiyuv. So you would argue that he has more than one track to how to be.
First of all, according to the Chafetz Chaim and the Bi'ur Halacha in Shnei Chafalev, according to Rebbe, even if the mashke was in there and then you go and knead it together, you also chayv according to Rebbe.
No,
right?
Okay,
so for sure you don't need a liquid.
I was following Igletal.
Even according.
That's a Machlekes, you're right.
Wow, talk about a one-track mind here. He's an Igletal then.
Yeah. No, I'm saying both.
Even according to, Igletal, that even according to Rebbe, that's when you're going to put in the liquid to have the mixture here, then maybe you need the liquid. But if I don't, let's say I don't use the liquid, and I make one mass according to Rebbe, am I chayiv? Because I think this is universal. Everyone agrees the malach of Lisha is taking many pieces and putting them into one mass, gush echad. Now we'll explain, but how do you get to that point? So again, to this Shaila, do you need a liquid? That the Shvisas HaShabbos, the Chazanish, they both say that indeed you do need a second item. You're not going to be Chayiv Lisha if someone wants to take sponge cake on Shabbos and just like mush it together into one mass. You're not Chayiv Mishum Lisha, it's 100% Mutter. Even though you've made one mass from Gufam Harbe, that's not the Malach Lisha. It means the Malach Lisha only in the Mishkan was like that, when they mixed the Samamonim. You need to have the solid and the liquid. That's what brings the two things together. Now, it doesn't have to be a liquid necessarily. That we see that the Mishnah Berurah brings already from the Prima Gadim. He talks about like a Shuman Evas. He talks about like schmaltz or fat that's really a congealed type of substance, which he says indeed would be Lisha. So it's not something that flows. Okay, and that's why, in practical terms, that's why mayonnaise, which again is not really a liquid, you wouldn't consider it a liquid, so how could you have Lisha? If you mix, let's say, the eggs together with mayonnaise, so the eggs are the solid, and the mayonnaise, the mayonnaise seems to also be a solid. No, but since the mayonnaise is an item that actually could make the eggs into one mass, and you get something new, a new item here, that's why it would be considered a problem of Lisha. So that you see from the Prima Gadim. So, on the one hand, you do need a second item, but that second item doesn't have to be actually a mashke. It doesn't have to be a flowing liquid. It can be even something of the consistency of mayonnaise, but it'll also be a problem of Lisha. But again, that's what Lisha is. And that's why there's no Lisha when you pour your milk into your cornflakes on Shabbos morning. Is not going to be on Pama Lisha. When you're taking a liquid, you're taking a solid. So why isn't that Lisha? The answer is because it doesn't make one gush, right? You have no problem putting your noodles into your soup because it doesn't make one mass. It doesn't join together to make one mass. That's what the malacha of Lisha is. The Chazanish does talk about an interesting case when you make, not so much with coffee on Shabbos, that you don't put in so much instant coffee into the hot water, there'll be a problem. But if someone, let's say, wants to make hot cocoa on Shabbos, so there... let's talk about coffee first. You have instant coffee. Is that a problem of Lisha? You're taking pieces, solid pieces, and putting them together with the water. Why isn't it a problem of Lisha? Terry says, because at the end of the process, it's all liquid. You haven't formed one gush. That's not what happens with it. It just dissolves. That's why you like to put sugar into your coffee. It just dissolves into the liquid. He says there could be a problem with hot cocoa. Why? Because there it all settles to the bottom. And at the bottom, it does start turning into like, like mud at the beach when you mix the sand with the water. And that is what the consistency of the cocoa at the bottom of the cup. So he says, maybe at that stage it would be a problem. The simple way out of that is that you start mixing it right away. If you start mixing it right away, it just all gets dissolved into the liquid.
What's the end product of the Shriya Sadyo? Is that the end product of Shriya Sadyo, a kettle full of just color, or just a liquid color that you dip these things in?
No, I think it turns into a paste. Yeah, and then they take from that, they break it up, and then they sort of liquefy it again in order to use it to write. Okay, so again, everyone agrees, both Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Yehuda both agree that the malacha of Elisha is taking a, now like we explained, something that's solid, many pieces, and some sort of liquid or some sort of binder that now mixes together with this to form one new mass, one new item. That's what the malacha of Elisha is. Yet they have this machlokes, according to Rebbe, once you put in the liquid already, you chayiv, and according to Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, you're not chayiv until you actually mix the two together. Now, let's go to the Ran. It's on the last page. The handout here is the Kedushia Ran here on Shabbos Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We had asked this kasha, we mentioned that the Mishnah talks about Shriyas HaDiyai. It talks about soaking the Diyai, soaking the powdered material here. And yet the Gemara seems to be saying, who's the Tana that says just putting in the water without even soaking? So the Ran says like this, Ma Tana says, Ma'am Dli Yishriyase. Pirish, Ubein Beishamay, Ubein Beisilil, Islahu. They both agree, the Beshriyas Mayim, Zeo Asiyase. When you let the water soak in this Diyai, that's already how you make this ink. Afa Gadalei, Avalahu Gibel. Even though you haven't yet mixed it together, you haven't mixed the two items together with a spoon. If you put it in early enough on Friday, and it already soaked the amount that it has to soak, you see what he says here? He says, if you soaked enough from Erev Shabbos, then if someone on Shabbos goes and mixes it together, Igovel Inish, if someone goes now, Yisera, mixes it more b'Shabbos, Loi Mechayev Shachatos. Why? Mishum Deloi Ka'ovid Midi. Dikvar Hoya Asui. This Ran is really in contradiction to the Bir Halacha. Yeah, it could be Bir Halacha didn't see this Chedushia Ran. But the Chedush Ran says clearly that according to this sheet, they're putting in the water and soaking it. Once it's soaked enough that it's considered needed, so then going further than that is not going to be considered. It's like you take an item that's cooked. Now let's say some Rishayim would say once an item that's cooked past Michael Ben Risoi, there's no more Bishul beyond that. It's cooked enough. This is understandable with that sheet. Or if you hold once it's Bishul Mavushul Kol Tzarchei, beyond that there's no more Bishul, because what are you doing? And that's what he said, like of the media, not doing anything in terms of creating something on Shabbos. So that's point number one. The inami in betchila shari mayim l'diyei b'Shabbos chayiv chatos. If you go on Shabbos and soak the water with the dough, with the diyei, with this powdered ink, yechayiv achatos, aval bishalei gavol, even though you haven't mixed the two together, the shriyas diyei haynu chayuvai legamri b'loi givol. And that's certainly, this is Shitas Rebbe. Just soaking the water together with this powder is already the chiyuv, even without mixing it together. Uvaloi milsa achriti, without doing anything else, it would also be aser. Mida asri lebeisham im chashecha. Since there will be aser to do it even before Shabbos, and according to Betzil, will be aser on Shabbos. The Eloi have a chiyuv ayachi gavel, because if there would only be an iser, and this is our mission is going with Shitas Rebbe. So if it would only be a chiyuv until you actually mix it together, amayko asir beishamai. Why would beishamai say it's also to do this even before Shabbos? Halakav and midi. What is that word?
The kalim are doing nothing. It's an Indian of Jesus.
I like to have a media hakalim. Thank you. The kalim, which Beishamah would say is a problem of Shvisas Kalim, which Shabbos not doing anything to lay Tigmar Amalach Ashi Gavel. So that's the raya that this is Shitas Rebbe. Okay. Now, Ma Denokin Man Tana Nesinas Mayim L'Diyoi. Who's the Tana that says merely putting the water in it is ready considered Lisha? V'afa Gav Demas Nisin Kotoni Lo B'Loshin Shriya. The Mishnah was talking about soaking, not just putting water in. Mishum dekivan de bishriya chayiv, since it's the soaking that makes you chayiv, ishtakach, it comes out, the benesinas mayim chayiv, the putting the water in is also is the chayiv already, the leka maisa achar didei, because there's no maisa after that. In other words, what the Ran is saying is like this. What's the malacha of Bishul? To use it as an example, the malacha of Bishul is letting the pot of food, letting the raw food cook on the fire. So what's my involvement in that malacha? My involvement is taking the pot of food and placing it on the fire. And once I place it on the fire, and now it goes on its own for the next 2 hours, I am chayiv for my placing it. What's the malacha of Lisha, according to Rebbe's Shita? What's the malacha of Lisha? Not putting water in, says the Ran. The malacha of Lisha, according to Rebbe, is the soaking and the process that happens when water mixes with a powder. Now that takes some time. If you have flour and you pour in water, not at that moment of contact is Lisha, says the Ran. Like the Mishnah says, it's Shriya. You know what the malacha of Lisha is, according to Rebbe? The soaking of the water into the dough, into the flour, and already starts mixing together, even without the involvement of the person mixing it together. Right then, Lisha is happening. Kneading is happening because the liquid is being absorbed by the solid and starts making it into one mass. However, says the Ran, the reason why Yechayv already at the stage of putting it in is because the involvement of the person is only putting it in. He doesn't do the soaking. The soaking happens on his own. Like we explained the example by Bishul. The Bishul happens on its own. So my involvement is only placing the pot on the stove. Here by Lisha, Rebbe holds, the Chiyav is already putting the water in. Why? Because then what happens on its own. And according to Rebbe, it's enough the fact that the two are mixing together to form one mass, that is considered the Chiyav of Lisha. As opposed to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no. You can't say that already. I agree with you that Lisha is happening, but since you're going to have to go after that and mix it more to get the desired result to make actually one piece of dough over here, the fact that your liquid started mixing with your solid, with your pieces, with your flour, and forming one clump, that's not going to be enough.
The term Mahalakim in reverse Rabbi Yehuda, since it directly contradicts this Rambam, you brought it down from Shulchan Aruch. Those are no sin zera pisho shum shodotu ben b'mayim, chayim shum lash, they should service it with the Nislam zera.
Gevaldik. So the riot to my Yisrael is like this.
It's a riot, so I'm saying it goes against it.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to make you feel bad. Yeah.
You're
saying it's a kasha, and I think it's Mamish Araya.
Because here he's saying that if it's auto gibel, according to Rabbi Yosef Review, right? It's following Rabbi Yosef Review.
Exactly, right. I think that's the shot. So we'll hammer down in a second. That means really it's like this, that Rebbe holds the fact that when you put in the water, what we're taking from the Ran is like this. It's not just, you're pouring the water, you could say, oh, Rebbe says, like, once you start any process in the Lisha, that's Lisha. No. Rebbe holds, of course, there has to be some start of mixture of solid and liquid over here to form one mass. But once you put it in, the shriya, the soaking, happens on its own. So you're chayv already at the stage of the putting it in. Fine. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no, you're not chayv at that stage because you have to go further. You have to mix it together. You have to do the gibel. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. When something necessitates gibel, so you're not going to be chayv achi yagabel. That's ain't chayv achi yagabel because you have to do gibel. However, here we have halacha, which David's pointing out, the last Maramakam on page 3, which is Halach in Simen Shin Mem Sif Yud Beis. It's just straight from a Gemara in Zvachim that says, Hanaisein Zera Pishton, if someone takes flax seeds, or shumshimen, or sesame seeds, uchayetzebem, bimayim, and he puts them in water. So you had some liquid in a bowl, and you take these seeds and place them into the water, chayim mishum losh, you chai right away because of Lisha, Shemis Arvim and Itlan Zebazet, because they mix and they start attaching to each other. And as the Chazon Ix explains, that there's some sort of like mucus or mucus type substance that is extracted from these seeds, and that itself therefore is able to mix get these things to stick together automatically. So it's actually not my right, this is the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says, one second, who is the Machaber Paskin like? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, right? Because the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, and that's what the Machaber Paskin is like. He says, this is how we Paskin. Yeah, Shemim, there's also another sheet of Rebbe. But the Machaber himself Paskins, like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you're not Chaim until you actually mix it together. So how could Frank the Prima Godim, how could the Machaber here Paskin? You just put these seeds into the water. You Chaim, right, Mishim Losh, you haven't mixed it together. That's his kasha. Says the Prima Godin, must be that Zera Pishton or Shumshumin, sesame seeds or flax seeds are different. Why? Because they, when you put it into water, they immediately start mixing together, and on their own, they form one mass.
But Dio is not that way. That's the thing. So Dio, you would ask him, no.
Right, but remember, of course you're passing over. That means when Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says Einachav Achir Gavel, that's things that you do have to go to that second step. You have to finish the process by you physically mixing it together. You never chayv until you fix it together. Until you mix it together. It means that's Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Shita. He says, I agree with you, Rabbi, in principle. This we both agree on, that Lisha is taking the solid liquid and making one new mass from the two, but if the process only begins on its own, but I have to physically assist it to finish off the process, then ein chayv ashi gavel, you're not going to chayv until you physically mix it together. Says the Prima Godim, but Rabbi Yosi Yehuda will concede that in a case like Zera Pishton, where it happens all on its own, then I agree with Rabbi, it happens all on its own, that means the leash is happening on its own, I could agree that that's considered leash.
Okay, the Rebbe says that you can put, according to Rabbi, you can put Mayim into Mursa. I don't know how it gets out of Gemara, but he says that because it'll never get something that can never reach Gable, according to Rabbi, can't be high. And just putting in the water alone is not going to...
Gavadli, I think that's another riot. Right, that's another riot. And as I wasn't going to say it from the Ritva, but I was going to say with this Yisoid, and if we understand, I think, but you could even use it from the Ran here. If we understand that, even according to Rebbe, again, Rebbe agrees, what's the malach of Lisha? The solid and the liquid making one new mass, guf echad, gush echad. But according to Rebbe, if you put in, let's say, liquid, and nothing begins, no combination, no combining of the solid and the liquid begins on its own, even according to Rebbe, you're not chayef.
That's the Shmatz also, before Shmatz. Oh,
so that's why, right, that's a good example. So that's why, interesting, even though we said that you don't necessarily need a liquid that flows, and we said even, let's say, a substance like mayonnaise, which would combine things together, would also be considered lisha. And we say that we're going to be, we always try to be machmer, the Ramah says the minhag is to be machmer like Shitas Rebbe, that even just the Nesinas Mayim already is going to be Chayiv. But now the way we understand why Rebbe says you Chayiv in the Nesinas Mayim, because the Ran says because right when you put in the water, already it starts the Shri and the soaking of the two, starts combining the two together. But if you put in a liquid, you put in an item, and no combining begins, for example, you dump a dose of mayonnaise into your egg salad, nothing starts happening. The mayonnaise doesn't start spreading out and mixing it. So that, even according to Rebbe, will be mutter. So here you have one case which is a cooler, according to Rebbe, which you put in the mashke, but since it's a thicker substance, nothing starts, no shriya, no lisha begins to happen, therefore you're not chayiv yet. And on the other side, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, even though he says you're not chayiv until you're megabel, but if you, in the case where it all starts happening on its own, without the person's involvement of gibel, like the Zera Pishtin case, you'll be chayiv even according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So, we'll hold it over here. I think that gives us
the softball question is that how would the Rambam answer up the point that the Be'er Halacha makes from the Yerushalmi that putting the dough out is also chayav for right? So he's saying that
to from ma'arich and mekatef.
Yeah.
So the Be'er Halacha quotes a Yerushalmi that says, even after you have something that was needed, if you, let's say, make loaves out of it, or you smear some sort of oil on top of it, I think the way he'll answer that is that in those cases, you are doing something new to the malacha. There's a new dimension to the malacha, right. According to the Ran, something that was already mixed together, all you're doing is sort of, you're making it into a better... a better shape, more, let's say.
Right, it's like that's people putting in the water. This is just more.
More of the same. More of the same is not eloy eloy oven me. Right. And I have to say, right, the Yerushalmi is you're making something new out of it, so therefore you be chayv. Yeah. Okay.